Hello, this is Commissioner Eric Boucher from District 4, and as always, it's a pleasure to serve the county. And this week, I want to take time to read off some special announcements concerning seniors, the pandemic, and those who are most vulnerable. Before I read off this information, I want to give a special thank you to Celine Steckel, Carroll County Director of Citizen Services, and Mr. Ed Singer, Carroll County Health Department Administrator. Without them, the following information would not be available for me to read to you. The Department of Citizen Service is comprised of the following: Bureau of Aging and Disabilities, dedicated to providing services, programs, and assistance for older adults, individuals with disabilities, veterans, and those who care for them. The Bureau of Housing and Community Development is dedicated to provide safe and affordable housing to eligible families. And the Local Management Board, dedicated to improve outcomes for our children, youth, and families. The resources that can help you through this pandemic, I'll read these off as following. We have virtual senior center programming. We currently offer 16 exercise classes taught by 7 different instructors at no charge to the participants. The classes are designed for people over the age of 60. Information is available via the county website. Our monthly online newsletter contains a variety of useful information. This includes details on virtual activities, including things like grab and go lunch events, holiday entertainment, and virtual nutrition and wellness talk courses offered by Carroll Hospital, as well as online events hosted by the Historical Society of Carroll County. I'm a very big fan of the Historical Society, so please tap into that resource. If people have further questions, they can reach out to our staff or at their local senior centers. You can call the Bureau of Aging, which is 410-836-3800. The grab-and-go meals or lunches, which are currently offered at both Westminster and Mount Airy senior centers. If anyone is interested in receiving a grab-and-go lunch, they can contact either the Westminster Senior Center at 410-386-3850 or the Mount Airy Senior Center at 410-386-3960. The meals are offered free of charge to people over the age of 60. All 5 of our centers will be offering grab-and-go holiday meals for both Thanksgiving and Christmas. We also have, as available resource to our community right now under these pandemic conditions, soup kitchens and pantries. A list of local food banks and pantries and soup kitchens is updated weekly on the county's website. You can go to www.carrollcountymaryland.gov. You can look for resident services, food meal services, and go through the citizen services links, and you'll be able to find the different food pantries. Individuals seeking food resources may also call 443-929-4846 or email fia.carroll@maryland.gov. The Bureau of Aging and Disabilities has shelf-stable food available for pickup and emergency meal kits that are available to older adults 60-plus years of age. Please call 410-386-3800 for more information. Delivery may be available to individuals who do not have resources to travel to our office. Upcoming chronic disease management programs are also available. Powerful Tools for Caregivers Virtual Workshop Series is a 6-week series of 90-minute workshops that teach you how to take care of yourself while caring for someone else. By taking care of your own physical and emotional needs, you become a better caregiver. The tools also increase confidence in their ability to meet caregiving demands and improve their ability to seek out and utilize community resources. This workshop will start January 14th and run until February 18th, 2021. It'll take place on Thursday evenings, 5:30 to 7 p.m. It's free, but registration is required. For more information and or register, call 410-386-3818 or email lwagner@carrollcountymd.gov. We'll also be offering Chronic Pain Self-Management Program Virtual Workshop Series. So you get the theme. Everything's going virtual now. Do you or someone you care for have chronic pain from arthritis, fibromyalgia? I've probably slaughtered that, but I think someone out there will know what it is. Back injury, multiple cirrhosis, headaches, or any other ongoing condition. This free workshop is ideal for people with ongoing health conditions, chronic pain, or people who care for them. It meets 2.5 hours once a week for 6 weeks. You will learn skills to help you have increased energy and physical activity, decrease pain, fatigue, depression, and help the stress, and fewer social limitations. That workshop will run January 12th through February 16th, 2021. Another program for next year. It'll meet on Tuesday mornings, 9:30 a.m. to 12 noon. It is free, but registration is also required. For more information or to register, you can call 410-386-3818 or email lwagner, W-A-G-N-E-R, at carrollcountymd.gov. We also have Chronic Disease Self-Management Program Mail Toolkit. This evidence-based program introduces information skills that help people with many different physical and mental health conditions lead a healthy life. The toolkit is mailed to you, and you complete the program at your own pace in addition to a weekly conference call with a trained facilitator. It is also free, but registration is required. Same number, 410-386-3818, or the same email to lwagner@carrollcountymaryland.gov. Medicare open enrollment is taking place. That review for Medicare Part D plans or Medicare Advantage plans runs until December 7th this year, as every year. If you're interested, you can call 410-386-3806 if you need any other further assistance with the Medicare questions. Since times are very tough, we're also looking at the utility assistance programs. The Community Energy Fund is a need-based program providing assistance to qualified residential customers who need emergency help paying their electric bills. Human Services programs at Carroll County can be reached at 410-857-2999 if you're in need of utility assistance. Don't be afraid to call. We are there as a resource to help you out. Also want to address the issue of mental health issues and resources that are available. Right now, we're all going through a lot of trying times that's affecting different people differently, but I want everyone to know that the county is offering resources to help you out. Maintaining emotional wellness in a pandemic. The outbreak of coronavirus disease, COVID-19, may be stressful for people. Fear and anxiety about disease can be overwhelming and cause strong emotions in adults and children. Coping with stress will make you, the people you care about, and your community stronger. Everyone reacts differently to stress situations. How you respond to the outbreak can depend on your background, the things that make you different from other people and the community you live in. Stress during the infectious disease outbreak can include fear and worry about your own health and the health of your loved ones, changes in sleep or eating patterns, difficulty sleeping or concentrating, worsening of chronic health problems, increased use of alcohol, tobacco, or other drugs. Taking care of yourself, your friends, and your family can help you cope with stress. Helping others cope with their stress can also make your community stronger. Things you can do to support yourself. Take breaks from watching, reading, or listening to the news stories, including social media. Hearing about the pandemic repeatedly can be upsetting. Take care of your body. Take deep breaths. Stretch or meditate. Try to eat healthy, well-balanced meals. Exercise regularly, get plenty of sleep, and avoid alcohol and drugs. Make time to unwind. Try to do some other activities you enjoy. Connect with others. Talk with people you trust about your concerns and how you're feeling. Call your healthcare provider if stress gets in the way of your daily activities for several days in a row. Reduce stress in yourself and others. Sharing the facts about COVID-19 and understanding the actual risks to yourself and the people you care about can make an outbreak less stressful. Make sure the facts you are receiving are from reputable sites such as the Center for Disease Control and the World Health Organization. When you share accurate information about COVID-19, you can help make people feel less stressed and allow you to connect with them. Emotional health. It is natural to feel stress, anxiety, grief, and worry during and after a disaster. Everyone reacts differently, and your own feelings will change over time. Notice and accept how you feel. Taking care of your emotional health during an emergency will help you think clearly and react to the urgent needs to protect yourself and your family. Self-care during an emergency will help your long-term healing. If you or someone you care about are feeling overwhelmed with emotions like sadness, depression, or anxiety, or feeling like you want to harm yourself or others, call 211 or mobile crisis 410-952-9552. Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration Disaster Distress Hotline is 1-800-985-5990. Or you can text Talk With Us to 66746. As a last resort, you can always call 911. For a list of behavioral health and substance use services in Carroll County, please visit the Partnership for a Healthier Carroll County Behavioral Health Resources and Services publication, which is healthycarroll.org Behavioral Health Directory. Also want to make mention of temporary shelter that is being provided. Human Services Program at Carroll County is opening a temporary shelter location in response to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. To keep our homeless population safe and stop the spread of COVID-19, we must continue safe precautions, including social distancing. This means our current shelter space is not adequate, so we are opening a new space to ensure everyone can be served this season. It is opened on November 3rd. The shelter phone number is 443-201-3428. It is located at St. Paul's United Church of Christ on 17 Bond Street, Westminster. It's 24-hour shelter, no need to leave in the morning, no emissions between 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. During the COVID-19 pandemic, this replaces the regular cold weather shelter on Stoner Avenue. Services offered: a warm, safe place to sleep at night, case management on-site to connect to community resources, achieve housing, employment, and other goals, financial education and job readiness programming on-site, nightly dinner, light breakfast items and snacks, and hot beverages. Please remember, COVID screening will be conducted upon entry into the building. A positive COVID screening will require further testing and services from outside or medical staff. That was a lot of information I just read off to the public. We are in trying times with the pandemic. And as always, it is a tremendous honor to serve as your county commissioner. God bless and have a wonderful day.